Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are under 33 hours to go to the National Football League draft here in Detroit. This got announced back in 2021. You remember when the announcement comes out? That's awesome, but it always feels like that's way off in the future. Well, the future is here. Now we've arrived. Draft week, and looking forward to the festivities tomorrow night, but it's fun being down here all week. And the fact is, workers going crazy outside trying to get everything ready. We did this yesterday just to remind people the NFL experience is down on the waterfront. There's a lot to do there. The 40-yard dash, the vertical leap, there's autograph tents, all the NFL trophies, the Lombardi, the AFC and NFC championship trophies, league MVP, all that stuff. You'll be able to see it. There'll be uniform setups for all the teams. There'll be a replica locker room. There'll be a food court, Taste of Detroit setup. There'll be a bar. There'll be stuff for people to do with their kids. That's at the NFL experience down by the riverfront. There are entry points down. Two of the three entry points are down there. The other one is, it looks like it's at the south end of Michigan Ave, although I can't quite zoom in and see what street. Oh, here we go. Maybe I can. But you basically want to enter off Jefferson, or it looks like Michigan Ave and Randolph.
You mean on foot?
On foot, yes.
And to get there, is it only, can you only drive down to 375? You can't drive through the lodge. Like, if the lodge is closed?
I don't know that the lodge.
Jefferson exit?
Is it? Okay.
Because I thought I heard that this morning.
That might be true. You could get off of Congress and park on that side and get in entry point two, which is on, that's the only entry point to the west side. To the east side, it's Jefferson, like right in front of the Rensen, and then Michigan Ave and Randolph, I believe, is the other spot. But those are both to the east side. So
yeah, and if you can just keep walking up Randolph, you'll walk into the stage.
Yes. But in the meantime, but you can't get in over there by the stage if you keep walking up Randolph. So hopefully you can get a copy of the map. In fact, let me retweet what Channel 7 just tweeted out so people can take a look themselves, because it's not going to be it's kind of limited as far as you can get in. So hopefully people will get down here early enough to handle all that. But anyway, make sure you plan ahead. And I would recommend parking off of 375. I think it looks like the best spot. Would you agree?
Yeah, if what I heard this morning was right, that's the way to come in.
Yep.
Coming in from the east, I guess, if you will.
Anyway, it's been retweeted from our account at DougAndGator971. Also a reminder, we're here at Buffalo Wild Wings, but the truth is it's not a great place for us to interact with listeners where we are broadcasting from. Great place to watch a draft, don't get me wrong, but we're upstairs kind of in a private area, so downstairs is where fans will be, but I would say if you looking for a place to get some food and watch a draft. They'll pipe it in. It's going to be a big football party all week.
Yeah, and they've already got closed off. Woodward is closed off right at by Hockey Town and Comerica Park.
Yep.
So you can't walk south on Woodward there.
Yep.
Just a little heads up. They're already starting to, you know, close it off.
Okay. I mentioned earlier, and we talked a little Tigers right out of the gate. Kenta Maeda, I mean, he needed that. And maybe this is, Gator, as you keep pointing out, Maeda typically starts seasons slow, and then we get into May, he can get better. You hope that this is a turning of the corner because, look, I'd rather Maeda and Flaherty be awesome and them be great signings than me being underwhelmed by them in the offseason. But I've talked about it on a couple of occasions. I was pretty underwhelmed in general by this offseason. And referencing what I called Mark Yoncana, because it got collective yawns. I mean, nobody cared.
Right.
And I use the term when they signed him, they traded for him. And that goes to show how little it meant at the time. I didn't even remember. But it was pointed out by a listener, and I want to give the guy credit. Michael Brooks, MR Brooks 1965, tweeted us and pointed out, hey, goofball. I didn't say that. Don't forget.
Jackass?
No, he said Mark Canna wasn't a signing. He was acquired in a trade via Milwaukee. So thank you, Michael Brooks.
Yes, and what they gave up was nothing of great consequence to the Tigers. There was a stat they showed last night about Maeda that I was like, what? I did a double, triple take. They showed his pitch selection of what he threw. I think he threw 89 pitches.
Yep.
21 of those were four-seam fastballs. Of the 21 four-seam fastballs, 21 of them were thrown for strikes.
Wow.
He had full command of his four-seam fastball.
Which is, you wonder how he can have that start he had, I think it was last Thursday, where he couldn't find the strike zone with any pitch, and then come back and command the zone as much as he did last night.
There it is.
I want to give credit where credit is due to Rogelio Castillo, who does Tigers ML Report, retweeted by Lynn Henning. The batting average against, right now, the Tigers batting average against, 207.
Oh, that's good.
The next closest is Philly at 216.
Wow, it's been that good.
Yep.
Best staff in baseball.
Yep. So.
And it's a whole complete effort. Starters and bullpen. Foley's been great as a closer so far.
Yep.
You know, knocking on wood.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Whatever we got around here.
Pretty remarkable. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. Let's go to Ed. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Super excited.
Ed?
Usually I'm a little nervous when I call in, but now I think it's because it's Christmas tomorrow.
Ed, we're all friends. We're just hanging out talking.
Yeah, okay, I know, but woo. I live right down the street from where you guys are at. Usually it would take me about 5 minutes to walk you guys. If I try to do it now, it would probably take me 20. As I said, I live down here. I work down here. I watched it start out small. Now I literally can't even walk across the street from my building.
It's crazy, isn't it? Where you live, do you have a place where you live where you're going to be able to, like, see into the draft?
So if you go to WXYZ and you look at their footage of the, I almost call it the dome, I can see it a little bit. And I say that because, not to put him on blast, but my neighbor works for WXYZ. He's a reporter. He lives two doors down on the same floor. So everything you see from see from their site is kind of like the same thing I can see. So I'm looking at the workers right now. So you guys looking out the window are seeing the back end. I'm seeing the other end.
Gotcha.
So I've kind of seen it like from scratch. And again, seeing the streets blocked off. Sorry, everybody that drives. My job actually let us take off the next 2 weeks. So we're working from home full time, so they'll have to deal with it. But like I said, I live down here, so it
Very
works
cool.
out for me. But yeah, it's pretty exciting. Everybody's excited, even the guys working on it. it's a big deal that we get to be on a national stage and I get to get front row. I mean, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to the Ford Field thing tomorrow, and then I actually caved and bought a ticket to the draft on Friday. I figured, hey, once in a lifetime, it's at my front step, so why not?
Oh, that's really, really cool. What's the thing at Ford Field tomorrow?
The first round draft party.
Okay, so they have a party, but you also have a ticket? Friday. You have a ticket for Friday, you said. Is that right?
For Friday, yeah.
Okay. It'll be pretty crazy because there's a chance that they won't be picking Thursday, and you'll be there when they get multiple picks on Friday.
I know. It's not that I was actually debating going to all 3 days, but I wasn't paying that. I know you guys talked about the ticket packages. So,
yeah, I know. I know.
All 3 days would have been like $5,000, and not doing that.
Wow.
But still, I had to be a part because, again, how often does it happen? It's here. It's in our town. Also, give myself a little shout out. I told Kang I was in the paper this week. Those 20 cleats that artists, they're like 5 feet tall. They're around the city. Good luck getting to them now because with the roads blocked off, lucky for me, I don't drive, so I've been walking around. So I got to all 20, and they actually did a story in the paper. It's pretty cool.
Oh, cool.
Nice. There
so
you
I'm having
Thank
a really
you.
Good week.
All right.
That sounds like I didn't know there was a draft party at Ford Field.
I was going to say I hadn't thought about it, but I
hadn't heard anything about it.
Don't they kind of do it every year?
I think they do, but I guess with the draft here, it was either underreported or I've just missed it. But I had no idea. So there you go. Apparently there's a draft party at Ford Field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.